This is the second major report issued by the Arkansas Public Policy Panel on shale gas drilling and production sites. Last winter, it published Arkansas Imbalance, Managing the Risks of Shale Gas Development in the Natural State. The Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission has permitted more than 3,800 natural gas production wells on the Fayetteville Shale, a methane-rich formation in north-central Arkansas, measuring 50 to 550 feet thick, ranging 1,500 to 6,500 feet deep. Bores drilled vertically into, then horizontally through the shale, require over 1 million gallons of water mixed with sand and tons of lubricating chemicals to fracture or frack the rock, releasing pockets of natural gas up into constructed networks of pipeline. As much as 70% of frack water flows back to the surface. A small portion is captured for reuse. Some is spread on land farms, the rest pressure injected into a dozen deep underground shafts. The industry claims to use best management practices, but Arkansas Public Policy staff, working with an economist and group of interns, analyzed 4 years of state records, ranging from 2006 to 2010. Of 538 inspections of natural gas drilling and production sites conducted by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, 289 were out of compliance, and three-quarters of the violations, the report says, indicated significant pollution. Executive Director Bill Kopsky.
Some of the violations that were found were erosion from the well site, which is, again, if you consider the number of well sites, that's a significant issue. Inadequate liners on the reserve pits, meaning that the frack water could potentially leak. Unauthorized discharge into waters of the state, 10% of the violations that were found were for an actual discharge of a pollutant into the water of the state. Oil and fluid spills was another 10%. Waste and reserve pits being over capacity so that if it rained, they could potentially overflow, which we saw in recent storms. So quite a long list of violations.
The nation's natural gas industry is exempt from most federal clean water and air law, so the task falls to state environmental agencies. The report did not assess the impact of frack on groundwater data because no such data exists. The Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission routinely monitors drilling operations and deals with groundwater pollution complaints. Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality oversees potential air and surface water pollution associated with gas drilling, compressor stations, waste disposal, and sedimentation from thousands of miles of pipeline trenches and dirt roads over a 21-county area.
Now, the good news is that the inspectors are doing a great job. They're finding problems, they're documenting them, they're writing it up, and they're submitting it to the agency. There are several pieces of bad news from this report, though. First is that the companies are violating our relatively weak permits about half the time. If you went out any given day, based on the data that we found, you should see about half the facilities in the state violating their permits. The second piece of bad news is that we don't have nearly enough inspectors to monitor the size of this industry. The fact that only 538 inspections were conducted over a four-year period is very disappointing, considering the thousands of wells that were operating. And then finally, when the inspectors are doing their job and finding problems and documenting it, the agency seems to be doing very little to follow up and make sure that the problems are corrected or the violators are punished or that any enforcement's really occurring at all. They've taken some actions in some of the most high-profile cases, but what we found in the vast majority of records is violations were found, and there's just simply no record at all of the agency doing anything corrective.
The report lists major operators, drilling companies, and waste disposal firms, and number of citations for each. SECO Southwestern was the top violator, with 143 over the four-year period, followed by Chesapeake with 90 and XTO Energy at 62. Still, companies routinely claim natural gas drilling is environmentally safe and responsible.
I mean, that's been their talking point for some time, and this report shows that they're not. I mean, it's really pretty plain and simple. The state regulations that Arkansas has are some of the weakest in the country when it comes to water protection in particular from natural gas. And so our permits are far weaker than their best management practices. So the fact that we're finding half of their facilities violating their permits really calls into question how well they're following their best management practices. Now, that said, there is a trend that we note at the end of the report that it does look like things are slightly improving in the last year of the data. There was a little bit fewer fewer violations in the year before, and we've not yet looked at 2011 data, which is pending now.
Arkansas Public Policy Panel staff are not isolated from industry and are negotiating with operators to encourage best management practices. But their latest report does issue a strong set of recommendations.
And one thing that I want to be clear about all of our recommendations is we're seeking a balance between natural gas development, which we do support entirely, with environmental protections and protections for landowners. And there is a way to walk that balance, and many other states have already shown us ways to do that that Arkansas is not doing yet. So the first is that we should inspect each site at least annually and generally significantly increase the number of inspectors and inspections occurring across the state. Second recommendation is that the Oil and Gas Commission is also out inspecting sites across the state. And so ADEQ and the Oil and Gas Commission could easily form a collaboration so that their inspectors can cross-inspect on each other's permits. Third, that we think that the DEQ basically should do a report similar to the one that we've just conducted on an annual basis and submit it to the Arkansas legislature and post it online. It should be a lot easier for the public and for legislatures to hold the agency accountable for their performance. When they find how many violations are they finding, how well are the companies following the permits, when they find violations, what is occurring as a result. This all should be a fairly transparent process that is it's much more difficult to assess right now than it should be. And then lastly, we think the rules should need to be increased. Several states, again, have better protections than Arkansas does. This report shows that we're not even following the fairly weak protections that we currently have. So we need to increase the number of inspections to make sure that the rules are followed, but we also need to improve the rules.
But Teresa Marks, director of the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, says the report looks at data prior to the agency conducting random inspections, with the exception of land farms, so stem from complaints, skewing this study. Plus, she says, most of the recommendations are being implemented, including published web reports on ADEQ's website, and quarterly reports are being issued to members of the state legislature, initiated last month.
We have worked with AOGC to go ahead and have that cross-training with them, and also we both enforce the same rules that cover the actions that take place on the drilling pads as far as water goes. So if there is a release on the drilling pad that doesn't leave the pad, and it's a minor release, then AOGC certainly can take enforcement action as well as the Department of Environmental Quality.
ADEQ have four inspectors and one inspector supervisor dedicated just to natural gas. 17 other inspectors are on hand to assist. So will the agency be able to monitor all gas production sites?
We just don't have the resources with the thousands of wells that are involved. And of course, we have issues all over the state. So we just don't have enough inspectors, even with the new ones we have, to inspect all of the operations. However, we do inspect numerous operations, and with the addition of our new inspectors, we are able to do a lot more inspections than we have in the past.
The newly developing Fayetteville Shale gas preserves are among the most productive in the nation. That's why Bill Kopsky with the Arkansas Public Policy Panel says ADEQ needs to adjust enforcement to meet demand.
I mean, we submit it kind of respectfully. We are very respectful of the agency and the role that we need them to play. And so we hope that they respond to this report by doing some introspection and thinking about how they can improve. You know, DEQ at one point in time had one of the best records divisions in the country, really, and it has fallen into apparently. I mean, there's two explanations. Either the agency's not doing the enforcement, or the enforcement is occurring and it's just simply not being recorded in the records. In either case, it's a problem. And so we hope that the agency will take some steps to correct that.
Last winter, the Arkansas Public Policy Panel and legislative advocates introduced a package of 7 bills to support responsible natural gas development in Arkansas, which were recommended for interim study. A hearing on several of the measures has been scheduled at the state capitol September 13th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.